Welcome to Fiyom Yerushalmi, holding in my Sasheni Davov in the Oizvod edition, Perek Rishi in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting the fourth line from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, one quotes the Mishnah of Elohim Adbeah Shein Yotze, you can do Chilu Maisa Sheni on a coin which you cannot be Moitzi, you cannot be used in circulation. So now coins are not under his possession. Says the Gemara, Tani, Eim Echalim Aso Yiloy Alamoy Shein Bovil, Felo Alamoy Shein Bovil Kan. You can use the coins that are in Bavel, and you can use the coins of Bavel that are here. So the Gemara explains. This means someone's in Bavel, and he has coins of Eretz Yisrael in Bavel. So in Bavel, coins of Eretz Yisrael are not worth. He can't use them in Bavel, and any Yetzir by itself. So therefore, he can't be Mechal, the fruits in Bavel, on coins of Yerushalayim when he is in Bavel. You can't use the Moyes of Bavel here in Eretz Yisrael, when he's standing here in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Mois Bovel in Eretz Yisrael are not really in circulation as much. Now, Yulu Mois Bovel Le Bovel Voy Medkan. He has Mois of Bovel in Bovel. So there it's worth money. But he's not there, he's in Eretz Yisrael. What's the din then? Neymar, Imayuso Derech Psucho, it's very easy to get there. Shayar's Mitzuris. He has a very easy way to go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, back and forth. Mechali, Kedu Chilul, is considered to be as if the coins are under his, or by him, or in his possession. Vimla Veinu Mechali, if not, he doesn't do Chilul, because it's not considered to be in his possession. So the Gemara of it, Tovavu Ken. Why is that good to do Chilul of on Moritz of Bavel, even if they could come here? But what is he going to do with these coins over here? Amar Vavim, Kolam Adbeir, Say Yoitzi, Birushalayim. All the coins would be able to, you'd be able to exchange in Yerushalayim if they can, because of Maizah Sheni. So people should be able to use their coins, their local coins, and bring it to Yerushalayim and exchange it. Hashem Yafen Noif Mesoyz Kol Haaretz. The reason why Eretz Yisrael is called Mesoyz Kol Haaretz, because all the coins in the world can be used over there in Eretz Yisrael. And the explanation is, as the Vilna Gaon says, the kana was you always mechalel on the coins that are used in the location of the chilul. And Bavel used coins of Bavel. And Eretz Yisrael, use the coins of Eretz Yisrael. Hi, what are you going to do with coins of Bavel? You bring it to Eretz Yisrael and you exchange them. You cannot be Michal in Eretz Yisrael, the coins of Bavel, even though you can exchange them over here, but still, the takana is, you use the local coins. Continues the Gemara, Davov Mut Beis. Echoi Mayula Mois Bahar Melech. He has coins in a place called Har Melech. Uvik Tzara. Meaning it's very difficult to reach Har Melech. He doesn't have Shayoris. Michalom Aleim. Could it be they could do Chilu? Tomodler Tzada Kese Biotcho. The coins need to be in your possession. So either it's very easy to get there, or it's literally in your possession, but if it's in a place where it's very hard to get, it's not good enough. So well, if you're in a boy, you're running out of question. His wallet, his money, fell into a boy, into a pit. And there's 100 riboy money. If he spends 50 riboy, he's going to be able to get it. He's going to hire workers with 50 riboy. They will bring him the wallet. He's going to be left with 50 riboy. Is the 50 riboy considered to be in his possession because he can get there? Or in the end of the day, because he has to spend so much to reach it, it's not considered to be b'shusoy, and one does not answer this question. The way you do Ma'aseh Sheni, you take the money and you buy with it items in Yerushalayim. Now what do you buy? So if it's a behemoth, you use it for shlamim. That's the correct way to do it, as we'll see. He takes the behemoth and you'll use it as a carbon. The chayo, which is a non-domestic animal, cannot be a carbon. The besar taivo, so you use it to buy regular meat. Besar taivo means meat that you eat, which is not a carbon. So in this case, he did the right thing. He used the money for the correct thing, behemoth for shlamim, chayo for besar taivo. The din is yatsa ha'ori l'chulin. The skin, the hide, is chulin. Because the main thing is the meat, and the or is not part of the kinyan. The or doesn't have the gedusha ma'aseh sheni. Even though the or maybe is more valuable than the meat. But the main thing you're buying is the basar, and the or is chulin. Kadei yayin stumus, if he's buying closed, sealed barrels of wine. Where usually they sell them closed. So there's no other way to get the wine. Meaning he's doing legitimate purchase. He's purchasing wine, with it comes the barrels. So the barrels are not part of the food and the yotze l'chulin. Ha'egoizim ve'ashkedim, he buys nuts, yotze klipeim l'chulin. So the peels, the outer shell, they go l'chulin, that's not the food. Ha'temet at sheloi hichbitz, if you have temet, which is the sediments, you put it in water, and then they become chaymets, become vinegar, as you learned before. And the nilkar b'kesa meiser. You can't use it for kesa meiser because before the water absorbs the juice that comes out of the sediment, it's just water. Water you can't use for kesa meiser. But once it became chaymitz, once it got the taste of the juice, so now it does have a din of a meiser sheni. And the way this is connected to the Mishnah, at least according to one man, as Reb Chaim points out, is because the water you can buy agav the sediment. Buying the sediment, you buy the water as well, unless the water really absorbed from the sediment the juice. Continues the Mishnah. The person did the wrong thing. He took a chayo, he took a non-domestic animal, he made a carbon, which is not supposed to be a carbon. Or he took a domestic animal. But he did not use it for a carbon as he properly needed to do. He did it pasar tayv for regular meat. Lo yotzar l'chulim. The skin, the hide, is not yotzar l'chulim. It still has a kedusha of meiser. Continues the Mishnah, in Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, kadei yayim psuchos oistumos b'mokom shadar kedem ochem psuchos. He was able to buy a barrel of wine, but it's open. So he could just buy the wine. He doesn't have to buy the barrels. Or even a place, he bought a sealed barrel, but it's a place where usually you sell it open. So he had no issue to buy wine only without the barrel. So then, lo yotzar karkan l'chulim. The karkan has a din kedushas meiser sheni. Because he could have got the food without having the item, which is not food. So that's a Gdusha. What do you do with the Gdusha Maris Hasheni? He has to sell it and use the money for Paris Maris Hasheni like he did before. Salei Teinim v'Salei Anovim, Imakli. He sold them, he bought a basket of figs or basket of grapes, and he used the money to buy it with the vessel. Lo Yotzu D'mei Kli L'Chulin. So it's the Kli's now Yotzu L'Chulin. All this, the second part of the Mishnah is, if he could buy the food itself, whatever he buys together, he's doing something improperly, and therefore he needs to take that kli, sell it, and use it for ma'aser sheni. But if he did the proper thing, there's no way to buy the food without the vessel, without the kli, so that's the way to get to the food. So then the vessel doesn't have a kedusha ma'aser sheni, and we'll see more about that in the Gemara. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi ma'aser sheni, Dav Vov.